Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so today is a day. Lions back at work. You know, the Minnesota game coming up on Sunday. Corey Woods, a writer for MLive, has some quotes here regarding Jameson Williams. Now, Jameson Williams is interesting. Morning show got a call today, this morning, about I think somebody wanted to trade for a number two wide receiver because they didn't have one, in their opinion. We had a call today about J-Mo having to get the football more. And I'm intrigued by this a little bit because I think we all see the talent is there. So far this year, the production is pacing short of what he did last year. And you kind of assume every year a guy is going to get, you know, that's talented, is going to get better and do more. There's also sort of this paradox of the Lions offense having so many weapons, there's too many mouths to feed, and on a kind of on a week in, week out basis, you know, there's, hey, what's happened to Laporta? Hey, David Montgomery needs to be more involved. But now as we're seven games in, the numbers are down for Jameson Williams, and the question is there an issue here, or is there something that needs to be done? So, and it's led to some really, I think, sort of extreme opinions from the listeners, from trading for a number two wide receiver to others that just don't think he's very good, to some that think the Lions need to force feed him the football. Here's what the wide receiver coach, Scotty Montgomery, said today as he met with the media. There's no middle ground, only a ceiling. We got to get to that ceiling. Corey Woods writes, they discussed that they're working on getting him more opportunities, said they can put him in better positions. Montgomery continued on Jameson Williams, highlighting his maturity on the sidelines, and stated that he wasn't ornery about getting more opportunities. That would signal complacency. They don't really have a Jameson Williams problem or challenge. I'm interpreting this as, there's a lot of mouths to feed, and it just hasn't been his day yet. Like, I feel like his day is going to come. I don't worry about J-Mo or getting him the football, because I feel like if the more games we play, the more opportunities he will be able to cash in on. Am I wrong here? Do they need to do more?
You're not wrong, but I'm going to help everybody out here. I just thought of something and looked it up, and it's going to back what I'm going to say, so I love it.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had many plays. The first game of the season, Jared Goff was 31 of 39.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Since then, here are the attempts he's had. 28, 28, 27, 23, 29, 29. Jared Goff's not stepping back there and throwing about 40 times a game where you can spread it out to everybody and get everybody, you know, eight targets. That's not happening. Okay, so if he's going to step back and throw and a majority of his targets are going to go to Amon-Ra St. Brown, yep, got it. But he's not throwing the ball more than 30 times a game. He's only done it once this year. It was the first game of the season. Now, when those numbers go up, and they will go up, from time to time, we're going to see him. He's going to throw the ball plenty. Then you're going to see that jump. But until then, you're not likely to see it.
Interesting.
So that's so 16 times 3 is, 480, and then you add another. So it's like roughly 500 attempts in a season for a 17-game season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I just do the math correctly there?
I think you're probably in the neighborhood, yeah.
Right. So that last year he threw it 539 times. The year before was 605. The year before was 587. So those are the 3 years he's had Jameson Williams, and he's thrown the ball well over 500 times in all 3 years. This year he's on pace for roughly 500.
So here's what's interesting. Now the Lions have had a bye. Many teams have had a bye at this point. Only three teams in the NFL have thrown the football less than the Lions this year. Lions have 204 attempts. Bills 203, Seahawks 196, Ravens 185. So it's actually a decent point by you that...
You seem surprised.
I hadn't given... The point is something I had given zero thought to, like the idea that they haven't run a lot of plays.
So when you look at the targets for the Lions, St. Brown has 61 targets. Second is Laporta with 36. Third is Jamo with 30. Fourth is Gibbs with 28. Those are your four weapons.
Yeah.
And one of them gets targeted twice as much as the other guys, you know, when you look at an individual basis there. I'm okay with that. The 5-2 record tells me I should be okay with that. And if anybody's going to pipe up and say anything on the Lions bench, all they have to do is point up and say, we're 5-2. That's what matters. Mm-hmm. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. We're trying to win every game that we can. Sunday's another opportunity. We'll see where the chips fall. Remember when Dan Campbell was talking about we got to get Montgomery more carries?
Yeah.
And what happened? It was all about Jameer Gibbs.
It was still a Jameer Gibbs game, yeah. As it should have been, because Gibbs was a good matchup.
Exactly. When you get the hot hand or the matchup that you prefer, you're going to go with that. So there will be times when the Lions decide, okay, this is a game, this is a matchup, but we have to take advantage of this. And maybe that happens Sunday against the Vikings. I don't know. I haven't looked too closely to see what the Vikings defense is going to present in terms of challenges. But Jameson Williams will have plenty of games where he's going to get targeted, you know, 5 to 10 times in a game, or 5 to 8 times in a game. It's probably more accurate than that. And if he's unhappy with it, well,
he doesn't sound to me.
That's the thing, right? Yeah, he's not.
Yeah.
So, because he understands. Jameson Williams' effect on this team is way more. It's well beyond how many catches is he getting? How many balls are they throwing in his direction? It's how good is the offense because he is out on the field, because he spreads the field and forces the safeties to stay back another 10 yards. Or commit one of those safeties to go to his side of the field, because that's Jameson Williams and he's too damn fast and we can't let him get behind us.
Very valid point.
And he blocks. He's an outstanding blocker when it comes to the running game or when it comes to yards after catch for a wide receiver. J-Mo is willing to throw his body out there and take somebody out for the betterment of the other player on his team to get a few more yards. He's a complete player.
248-539-9797, Jay in White Lake. Hi, Jay.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
All right, Jay.
Hey, so this Jameson Williams thing, I mean, I get where some of these people are coming from, but I think it's kind of silly. This isn't youth football. Like, Dan Campbell's job is not to make the parents happy that their kid gets a couple of snaps or whatever, and everybody's included. This is the NFL, and the job of the Lions overall as a team is to win games. And I don't, like you guys said, J-Mo's not coming out all over social media or whatever, having fits that he's not getting fed the ball enough. I think it's kind of silly. He's a multidimensional player. Like you guys just said, the guy blocks like crazy. I think we're getting good things from him, and he's going to get the ball. But you're basing your offense on the team you play against. It's a pretty simple theory when it comes to sports. And I guess I don't understand, like nobody, the Lions are not responsible for your fantasy league numbers. Right.
Well, that's something to keep in mind. Yeah, that's something.
Or your in-game parlay.
Yeah, we have to account for that. Might be where some of these calls are coming from.
I agree. I think that is what they're coming from. But at the end of the day, that's not the responsibility of the Lions organization. Their responsibility is to win football games and get as far deep into the playoffs and possibly the Super Bowl as possible. That's it. That's job one.
You know what? It's funny because we just read those quotes from Scotty Montgomery. And my number one takeaway, because he goes, there's a ceiling. We got to reach that ceiling. And yes, we're trying to put him in better positions. My number one takeaway isn't any of that. My number one takeaway is he's not been bitching.
No, he hasn't.
He's doing his job. He's playing his role, and he's fine with it. Now, I'm sure he wants to catch the football, but he's not going to let it distract from what the team is doing.
I'll give you another example statistically of how you can tell that he is on the minds of defensive coordinators. Okay, that they're absolutely paying attention to him. He has 3 carries this season, right? Give him the end around. We see this happen from time to time.
Yep,
he has 1 yard.
1 yard rushing?
1 yard rushing on 3 carries this year. Why is that? Because they are paying attention to where number one is on the field at all times.
248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox and phone calls.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.